Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Friday. And we're excited about our next guest and appreciate him taking the time to do this last minute. The official coach of the Chase and Big Joe show, Coach Walt Wells, Eastern Kentucky, joins us now. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How y'all doing?
We're fantastic. Thanks, as always, for jumping on with us because college football is in a really weird place. There's a judge in Kentucky that has basically made some of these guys that are eligible. Some of them have been in NFL camps, but we wanted to have you on to kind of clear this up because I can remember about a year ago we had a conversation of, is it going this way where these guys could flunk out in the NFL and still have eligibility and come back? So why don't you clear some of this up of how you understand it?
Well, you know, it's funny when y'all, Joe texted me about coming on about this, you know, I was like, okay, you know, I've got some opinions. There's some court pendings. Well, literally during that time, I just got an email from our compliance office that says the 10th Circuit Court judge of or Court of Appeals ruled 2-1 decision to grant the NCAA's stay request in the Wines case. This means those student athletes who fell under the case, 22 high school graduates who exhausted eligibility during 25 and 26 academic year are no longer granted the fifth year while the case is pending. So with that news, it sounds like to me, anybody that had left and exhausted their 4 years is not getting the fifth year while the case is still pending. Now, does that mean that they drag it out till February? And then here come the other lawsuits. But it sounds like to me right now they're not going to allow those people to play.
Okay, so say you got a player that comes back, right? He's on a return, he comes EKU, and there's a temporary restraining on he can come back and do that. If a judge overrules him to come back, then not only have you wasted time with this guy, you've wasted reps on guys that you had pinned in to start. You're basically in one of the most no-win situations, Coach, that a coach could be in.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Plus, you're using scholarship funds to you know, go ahead and get him started. Because most, you know, we don't start school till Monday. We're one of the latest. Most schools have already started. Okay, so there's still a school element in all this. And they have to either be in grad school or, you know, getting a second degree or finishing the degree that they probably didn't have. And they're in classes, not to mention the ref share amount that they're going to get. Okay. And all the other things that they get, the cost of attendance, the Austin, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, depending on where you're at in school, there's a lot of things going on. But, yeah, you're wasting reps. You're wasting time. Some of these guys just got cleared, just got acclimated, just got back into camp, and now they're being told to leave or that they're not going to be able to play. So now you're dealing with the emotions of all that. And where do I go? What do I do? Why did I leave camp to come back if I'm not going to be able to do this? And then, all right, you get another injunction from a judge in your state that says, hey, you can, I don't care what they say, in the state of, you know, Oklahoma, you can play. Well, what happens when the NCAA comes back and says, no, you're not going to play. And if you play, you forfeit all those games.
I don't know. I know you got to prepare for a game next week, but you have to look at all that's happening, right? I mean, that's
you're doing
more than just coaching. You're having to read all these legal briefs that are coming down.
Oh, it's, you know, you got a compliance office that helps you, but you also got to look into it and see, is there any competitive advantage I can get from it? And if there is, then is my compliance going to allow me to do that? Well, maybe EKUs will, or maybe EKUs won't. But what about the other schools? You know, what if they do? What if Tarleton State says, well, we don't care. You know, we're going to do it. And so, you know, that's just me. I mean, it's happening in the SEC. It's happening in the Big Ten and the Big 12 and all of them. And so everybody, you know, every level's got different amount of people that help. But for, you know, for most of us, we're trying to just figure out, you know, who can play for this upcoming Saturday in week zero that we have.
Walt Wells is with us. But, and I would imagine, too, Coach, that, you know, let's just call them player A. I'm not going to give him a real name, but, you know, has been a power four player, and all of a sudden they're available. I mean, you as a coach and trying to make the have the best team you have, obviously have to pay attention to that and at least, you know, see what's possible, even though, you know, you have your guys that are there. I feel like every coach at every level, like you said, has to look at it.
No, you have to. I mean, we're looking at it right now and, you know, looking at guys and seeing what type of guys are available. And, you know, of course, we're limited staff. We don't have the staff that others have. And so we're looking to see who all is available and can, you know, A, can they help us? B, then you got to research, are they the type of people you want in your program? You know, are they going to come in and fit in and not, you know, bring negative things to your program, not just on the field, but off the field? And then, you know, academically, you got to figure out, you know, can they get into school? Can they, you know, where are they going to fit into school? All those type things. And so if it's a graduate, 9 times out of 10, they have to go into a master's plan. Well, they have to get into the graduate school. And that ain't easy to do. You know, that doesn't happen as quick as undergraduate admissions. So it's a little bit of everything that you're going through. Not to mention, we're finishing. Today's our last day of training camp. And so we're trying to finish 3 weeks of training camp and let our guys see the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, they've seen girls on campus for the first time in 3.5 weeks. So, you know,
right.
I got to worry about that too.
All right, go back to what we're talking to Walt Wells, proud graduate of McGavick High School, head coach at Eastern Kentucky. I think you said something telling earlier, Coach, that if a judge in Texas allows this to happen and you play Tarleton State and other schools in Texas, but yet the judge in Kentucky says no, you're at a disadvantage because they could bring in guys, right?
Right, right. And, you know, and obviously Texas is a little bigger state and got a lot more Division I schools that you can have guys drop down from or FBS schools. And so it's, you know, there's a lot of things you worry about what you worry about. I can't worry about what Tarleton State's doing. I got to worry about what I can do at EKU and get that done. But in the end, you know, you look up, you see it. It is a competitive advantage in some sorts. So if it happens, I'm not saying that could happen, but I mean, you know, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a judge. I'm not any of that stuff, but they seem to keep getting these injunctions. It's like injunction after injunction after injunction. So
right. This
was the latest one that I read was the latest one from that judge. And so hopefully that will stand and we'll get some normality, you know, because after this year, it's done. It's 5 for 5 and we don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah. At least
everybody's getting their fifth year.
Yeah. At least that ruling was from the Court of Appeals, which is higher than a regular judge. Coach Chase had something said earlier, which was telling that FSU quarterback. What's his name?
Castellanos.
Yeah, like if he's re-enters, and look, if you brought a quarterback in, Coach, a week out from a game, I got to think, you've been around this, you've been coaching for 30-plus years, you know more than I do. Does that not upset the chemistry of a team if you bring in like a quarterback with a week to go before the game? I'm not saying you're doing that, but I don't just think that would be a good thing for chemistry for your team.
I think each team is different. I agree with you, Joe, but I think each team is different. What happens if you just had a kid, you know, blow his knee out or, you know,
right.
You know, something happened, quit, you know, whatever. And, you know, and so I think when you see that, I think, you know, each individual thing is different. Is that kid coming back to the same team? If he is, then he probably knows most of the team anyway. He's probably been there training and working out with them. He's probably been hanging out with them. So, you know, kids today, through all this transfer portal, through all this NIL, through everything that's happened, are way more accepting than obviously when you and I played. You know,
yeah,
that,
right.
That wouldn't have flown. But now, I mean, kids come and go. They just come and go. It's like the NFL. They come and go. And it's amazing how quickly they adapt to some kids as they come and go. But, yes, I do agree with you. I think for most instances, it would upset the team chemistry.
Talking to Walt Wells, they will take on Eastern Kentucky will take on Western Carolina to kick off their season next week. I literally was over by the Western Carolina last weekend, so that's pretty funny. You got two on the road
up in the Cherokee area.
Yeah, yeah, not far from there. So
why didn't you do some scouting for the coach, Chase?
I should have. I could have brought him back some stuff. Two on the road to start things off, and then four at home. You like how that lays out?
I mean, I like. I'd rather be more balanced, to be quite honest with you. But I mean, I'm. You know, whatever it is, we've always gone two on the road usually every year. I'm glad it's an FCS opponent and an FBS opponent instead of two FBS opponents. So I'm happy about it. You know, just line up the ball and let's go kick it off and play. And it's like I tell our guys, it does matter. I love being at home. But it shouldn't matter. You know, they got a field 100 yards long. Let's go out and let's line up and see who's better.
Well, by the way, McGavick takes on Maplewood tonight over at McGavick. So, yeah, we'll see you over there about 6:30, Coach.
At the Wood. Let's go.
All right, got it. Hey, I know you're busy. Really, thank you for doing this, man. I appreciate you taking time to explain this. We have a lot better understanding of the landscape thanks to you, man. So, thank you.
Well, I appreciate it, guys, and good to hear from y'all. And anytime, just let me know and tell everybody there in Nashville. I said hello.
We'll do it. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate you. There's Walt Wells, head coach, Eastern Kentucky, and the official coach of the Chase and Big Joe Show.
Isn't that crazy? You walk off the practice field, and you immediately got to read a legal brief. Like, all right, what the hell is happening now?
What now?
But it's every coach. I mean, there's 138 FBS teams, and no, I don't know how many FCS teams are out there. They're all reading the same things. Like, all right, what's happening now? The good news is this is from a court of appeals. Higher than a regular judge. So we're good.
You know, so used to in college football, probably the most important staff member was the recruiting coordinator. Now it's the compliance officer.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because you think Walt's got – Derek Mason?
Sure.
Clark Lee's got time to deal with this? Uh-uh. No, they don't.
Nope.
Normally, 25 years ago, that would be you. You'd have your secretary. Let's look through this. But now you got to have all that, make sure all your – ducks are lined up, whatever the phrase is, and go. But man, this is so. There's a little breathing room now, so these guys can go back to the pros and get cut in 2 weeks.
We'll take a breather and have more coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.